The November Works Committee meeting to order. Do I have approval of the minutes from October 7th?
So move.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
First thing on the agenda, we'd like to amend the 2024 major equipment list. We're requesting authorization to purchase a self-propelled broom for approximately $95,000. This will have to be let to bid, so we'll bring that back to you in December if you guys approve this motion to move this. It would replace one that we have that's from 1996, so it's due. We use it quite a bit for road prep and then cleanup as well, restoration work after we do road work. So it's pretty big piece of our. We have what, two of these, Todd, or
Brian O'Neill?
Join the meeting.
We have four of them that we use all the time in rotation. So
I'll put it out for bid.
That's a motion by
it out to bid.
For
add it to the
Okay. Do I have a second to do that?
A second.
Any further discussion? Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. Next item, requesting authorization to purchase a 4-ton asphalt hot box with a trailer for approximately 50 grand. This also will go out to bid and we'll bring that back as well in December. This piece of equipment's used to fill potholes, keeps the asphalt heated so we don't have waste of material, allows us more workability, user friendly to get it in place while it's warm versus cooling down on us throughout the county.
So is this like a dump box that's got a heater in it?
It's got a heater, but it doesn't have a dump box. It opens back in the chute. Does this one tilt or does it got a conveyor pop? It tilt. Yes, it tilts.
So is this just a box we put on a truck we already have, or we're buying a whole?
It's a tow behind. It tows. It's a whole, its own unit. We've been using Bath Villages for quite a while and it's been working really well. Okay. However, we can't use it every time we need to.
Okay.
To try to do this maintenance stuff. So there's money in major equipment, so there's no additional funds needed for either piece when these bids do come back.
A motion.
I'll second it.
What do they call the ones that used to hang off the back of the dump boxes? Is that a drag box?
Drag box.
Okay.
They don't heat though. Generally, they're heated from the material and then use them to place. Yeah.
Okay. So this is to add to the major equipment list and then letting the bid.
Yeah. It's a little bit detailed, I guess, depth wise what I did with it, but yeah, so we can come back and hopefully award it.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Yeah.
You do.
A second.
I second.
Okay. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Another quick note too. The reason this kind of got like this was, so some stuff's changed with the procurement rules and pieces that Andy Morse has been addressing with Sourcewell, excuse me, Sourcewell and some other purchasing vehicles like Sourcewell. So now he's asking us to go out to bid due to some conflict with that until they figured out on what he's read through the comptroller.
Yeah, just real briefly, and we're trying to digest.
Sorry if I brought.
Yeah, no, you're good. The comptroller did an audit. I think it was a Brighton school that used Sourcewell for IT equipment and things like that. And their opinion in that audit was that they use Sourcewell too much, and that using a national cooperative as a default is not proper, I guess, is what they said in the audit. So that has Andy a little nervous and trying to figure out. But the problem is, and our justification is OGS, the state lets very little bids. Before, when I first started, you could get anything off OGS. Yeah. Now, because they reduce staff and what they do, you can't. So that's why we've all gone to more of the national purchasing alliances. So we're having a lot of internal conversations, because if we have to bid everything that we do, especially we were talking to IT last week, I mean, we're going to be quadrupling the number of bids that we have here. So we're trying to find that balance. But in the meantime, for something like this, it's not too much of a burden to do it, just to be sure and then figure it out later. So
thanks, Jack. So next item, just an update on the Barren Winds phase two update with the windmill stuff. Construction has begun on phase two of the Barren Wind project, which will build 26 new windmills. Most of you guys are aware, folks are aware of that. Town of Fremont. Construction is scheduled to be completed by 2025. Phase two will use 28 miles of county road and one county bridge found on a town road. Phase one previously built 32 windmills in the town of Whalen, Cohocton, and Dansville in 2022. Phase two is conducting under the same road use agreement that was used for phase one, $7 million guarantee agreement in place to cover potential damage in the case of a road use agreement is not adhered to, the amount of the guaranteed agreement is based on a rate that is higher than the rate included in the original road use agreement we did years ago. We required, for example, we required $250,000 miles for class one road for phase two, up from 150,000 miles that was previously. So this new numbers was back in what, 19 we signed, they signed, Andy? 2019. So these numbers were based on 2019 numbers. And then in evaluating this and going through the process internally with our group, the question was brought up, you know, the construction costs and material costs are through the roof. You know, we need to reassess this. So that's what that's about. The new numbers based on our current pricing from local contractors to completely rebuild 1 mile of road, and was recalculated in order to reflect the broad price increase that we've taken, that's taken place over the last few years. We also increased the class two road binding amount from $75,000 a mile to $120,000 a mile. Though Barren Winds will not be using any class two roads, we are seeking the committee's authorization to amend the road use agreement with Barren Winds to include these new rates under section 10. So that's what I'm looking for, is approval on that.
And for this is a good deal for us, for them to put the money up front, as we saw in the last one. Instead of bonding or something like that, this really does give us a lot of advantages. We were all going back and forth. Kelly was in the loop on those conversations about how to make this happen. Back in the day, this committee authorized these road use agreements to be executed with committee approval. So what we'd like to do is for this committee to memorialize the change in the rates for the classes, to update the essentially the dollar per mile rate, so that, because when these companies contact Andy first, you know, they want it done like tomorrow. They don't want to wait 2 months for it. Again, if we can, if they're willing to put up the money as the guarantee, and we will pay you this amount, then okay, that's all right. And it doesn't really require additional action. But if they want to get more nuanced, it requires you all to change resolutions and those sort of things. So if they can update this road use agreement with the newer rates, it can give Public Works the ability to say, okay, to these developers, here you go, this is what you got to put up.
Thanks, Jack.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Bird in the hand is better too in the bush.
Absolutely.
Next item, request an authorization for an agreement with Anthony Erdman for design and right away of the Newcomb Bridge project. The cost of the Erdman Anthony contract is $494,000.
This is for the Newcomb Bridge?
Yes.
I'll move it.
One second.
Motion and second to authorize the agreement. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. A few items for landfill. Question, authorization to amend the Leachate pretreatment facility engineering study. In preparation for the Environmental Facilities Corporation grant, we need to be proactive and begin work on the environmental review process. We required to amend the Leachate pretreatment facility engineering study contract with B&L engineers for the amount of $15,000 to assist with this process. We have been notified by the EFC that The leachate plant upgrade project is on the final list, which is good news, and has been sent to the EPA for final approval.
Okay. Any discussion?
I'll second it.
Oh.
I thought.
Yep. Wendy made it. If I could real quick, just a little additional detail. The seeker, the state environmental quality review, this includes Barton and LaJuda's doing that portion. And then it's also, they will handle with EFC for this grant, they will handle all of the documentation needs that they have, which would take a heck of a lot of staff time if we did. So we had some back and forth, and that $15,000 seems like a reasonable price to do those things.
The paperwork can be a headache.
It's going to take a lot to leverage this money, so it'd be better to have the consultants do it.
Okay. Any other further discussion or questions? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries.
Next item. So this came up. This was for the, I don't want to say private hauls, but the garbage from transfer station trailer loads like Casella. So we continue to analyze the tip fees based on, you know, recent increases. It's necessary to increase the tip fee for the transfer trailer load garbage to keep pace with rising operating costs. This is the bulk load discount for tractor trailer load garbages for garbage. Qualified for this rate is that the company must operate a DEC permitted transfer station and sign a disposal contract with us. When we increased our rates last time, just some back news or backstory on this, they were already at this group, Casella was at the time, right? They were already under contract. So we didn't increase their rates back for the simple fact of the type of hauler they were and the fact that they're a DC permitted transfer station operator. So county and outside the county, if they meet the requirements, they can be a part of this process. So all contracts will come to terms at the end of this year, and it's good for a time increase. The current rate is $35 a ton for these folks. And we'd recommend increasing the rate over the next 3 years as follows. So 2025, it'd go to $37 a ton, 2026, $38 a ton, and 2027, $39 a ton. And the rates would change for each year on the 1st of January. We have, that's separate, Steve, right? The contract renewal with Casella, that'd be separate. But moving forward, Casella, we've talked to them and spoke to them to see what the, you know, what the level of comfort is if we increase it to get that guaranteed haul. And they were comfortable with these rates as well.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Have a second. Any further discussion? Yes.
How much do they bring from out of county? Do we know?
Casella brings in $20,000. But we do about $30,000 to $34,000 a year from these transfer stations outside of Casella as well. We've got some smaller regional ones that come to us that also are signing the contracts and benefiting from the trailer load rate, bulk rate.
Because given what our last cost was for the last cell we built, I mean, they have to understand that.
That seems to be
the thing. It has to be a net zero process. We can't lose money at this.
Yeah. We have to, you know, we discussed it with Jack internally and Chris and Steve, myself, and if we could get a little more to get us closer to that level of comfort, you know, that we're looking for, then that's what we would do. And they're also bringing us a lot of the select fill for the new, for the cell. And we need that as well. So that's been going well.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? That all in favor say
aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Here's.
So the next item, the contract renewal with Casella. We have a waste disposal contract with Casella Waste Systems for disposal of 20,000 tons of garbage from their transfer station, Newfield, and expires the end of 2024. Both parties are agreeable, as we discussed, for the filing tip fees. So year one, $37 a ton. Year two, $38 a ton. And year three, $39 a ton. So we're requesting authorization to renew the contract with Casella for disposal of 20,000 tons of garbage for a 3-year term in this request.
Move it.
A second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Not all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Carries.
Do you want to go all the way through all the bids, or do you want to do it individually, or?
What's the committee's preference?
Do them all together.
Yeah, let's do them all. Go through them. We have questions.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So first one, stone fill. We recommend multiple awards based on lowest price and availability. Just for your folks' information, the prices are up across the board about $2 a ton. Next one, stone fill and gravel trucking services. We recommend multiple awards, again, based on lowest price and location of availability. Trucking is down, excuse me, trucking is down about 50 cents a ton on average in these bids. So next one, cutting edge, sander, chains, and shoes. We recommend a one-time purchase to the lowest bidder by line item pricing. Pricing is approximately up about 10% from last year on this stuff. Next item, pre-stressed bridge beam for bridge number 21-25-1 in Prattsburg. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, Jefferson Concrete Corp, in the amount of $124,224. Next item, another pre-stressed bridge beam for bridge 23-1-1 in Rathbone. We recommend awarding the lowest bidder to LC Woodford Material Company in the amount of $128,160. Next one, pre-stressed bridge beam, bridge 21-25-1 in Bath. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder to Jefferson Concrete Corp in the amount of $91,073. Tires and recapping of tires. We recommend a one-time purchase to the lowest bidder by line item pricing. Pricing is up with a range of difference between $3 and $32 a tire, depending on the size, just to give you guys an idea, you folks an idea on the increases there. And that, again, depends on the tire size. RFQ we did for utility permit and consulting services. This is, we have Mr. Prutzman doing this. He was a sole bidder. He's worked for us here the last 2 years that I've been in place, doing all of our utility work, which is quite involved, quite cumbersome time wise. So we recommend awarding to him as a sole bidder to TUQC consulting in the amount of $60 per hour. This went up $10 per hour increase from last year. That's it for bids.
Okay. Any questions? Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll move it.
In a second.
A second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Okay. Just to update on the transfer station, folks might remember some time ago, we did a bid and a process for new compactors out there currently. Carol probably knows they have an arm out there that compacts. So we're putting packers in like the rest of our other transfer stations have to get rid of this arm. That's been an issue. So we have a tentative schedule of November 18th for the installation of the new waste compactor at Irwin. It'll be necessary to close the main tipping floor in the transfer building starting the week of November 11th. Our crews will be going in on the 11th to start removing the old setup and what's there to make space for the contractor to come in and do his work, to give him a clean work site. We will keep the transfer station open for all residents, but the commercial users with dump trailers, packer trucks, dump trucks, et cetera, will either have to hold off or go to the Bath landfill till this is complete. We'll make accommodations for the homeowners to continue to use the site, and notification. The staff's been letting folks know as they come through the scale house attendants, as well as Steve was reaching out to major haulers to let them know to try not to inconvenience them. There is a possibility this could go over our time and date, depending on what we run into, because it is a back-to-back, you know, special design compaction system. But it'll be a huge improvement for safety and speed and everything down there to get rid of that arm that's in place now. So that's just an update on that.
Okay.
And the scale house clerk at Irwin, I have heard nothing but compliments from anyone that pulls up there now. She is the friendliest,
I've never met her.
Bubbliest person I've ever seen.
Yeah. We get calls. I've had two or three now, and outside of the ones you've told me about, Scott. And I hear the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
Very good.
It's great.
Can I just ask, what's the status of the 12 or 13 trucks we ordered? Are we on schedule to get them before the end of the year?
We built. And
but not equipped.
They're still in Texas coming through the production line.
Okay.
Seven of them are built from the previous bid. Three of them are in production and Angelica right now.
Okay.
So those three should be, we're crossing our fingers, three trucks should be here for snow season.
Okay.
Then the other, they'll go back to back. So then they'll go two and two. That'll complete the seven, and those other ones will go in sometime. We're hoping February, March, be in production.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go three at a time, three, you know, to get to 12.
Okay, good.
Okay, anything else? If not, a motion to adjourn?
A motion.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.